came after the story of the Oni. Then it's possible that he was Nahum Ishgamzu before the boils and the arms and the eyes ever happened.
Yeah, I don't get that impression, though, from the Gemara, right? When it says Malumad Benisim, it sounds like he had already achieved his full the full extent of his reputation. So what happened? So the Bamalka the Miktalinu Lechulu, so Amar Kamechaiku Bi Yehudai, right? The Jews are mocking me. So Amar Gamzo Latova, right in the brackets, they said, okay, then this will probably work out too. So Asa Eliyahu Idmi like Kechad Minayu, Amalei Dilmahav Afra Me Afra Davra Mavun Hu, Techiavashadi Afra Havu Sayafe Gili Havu Giri Techsev Yitain Kafar Charbo Kikashnida of Kashtel. So Eliyahu Anavi jumps in and he appears and, you know, says, oh, now maybe this is a special afar that Avram Avinu used to be Minatzeach, the Dalet Melachim. So, Havi Chada Medinasa de Lomatsu de Mechbisha. So it happened to be that the empire, you know, was struggling against this one province. So Bad Kumine Vikabshua, they used some of this afar and it, you know, was effective. So Ailin of Eginze Umalula Simpne Avanim Tovos Margolios. So they sent Nahum Ishgamzu back with the crown jewels of the empire. Vishadrinu the Yikari Rabba. They send him back, you know, with the incredible glory. He asu Besa Baho Diura. So of course he stops at the same inn, you know, like he's not afraid. You know, they have a track record of stealing, you know, crown jewels. So Amrle. So they said to him, pretty surprised to see him alive, I'm sure. And my Isis Bahadach, the Avi Lucha Yakara Kulehai. So Amar Lahu, my the Shakli Mihacha Mti Lahasam. He says, you didn't have to spell it out, but he basically said, yeah, the dirt that you put in my bag, in my satchel after you stole everything from me, that's what I brought. I brought what you left me with. Right? So he's being understated about it, right? He's not trying to fight with them. So Sisru, the Dirayhu, so they destroy the home because they said, oh, this dust is really valued by the Melech. So let's bring it to the king. So Amrle, they said to the king, Hayafara Daisi Hacha Mididanu. So they said, you know, that afar that you know, Nahum Ishgamzu, you know, he stole our afar. Really, it's ours. Badkua. So they checked it out, you know, to see if it would be effective in the same way. So they ended up killing these people who were from the inn because they were not really providing the goods. So anyway, Gamzo Latova. Right, because we know that it's three for every unit of 500. Happened to be a city exactly of 500 people. V'yatzim imenu shlosha mesim biyom echad, gazer Rav Nachman Rav Chista Tanisa. So Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak to Rav Nachman Rav Chista, who established the Tainis, he says, come on. So Rav Nachman bar Rav Chista says, I hold like Rav Meir. The Amar, Richek negichosa v'chayav, kirev negichosa v'kol shekein, that if the shor is a nogeach shlosha biyom echad, right? Even though the pasuk says mitmol shel shom, so the chacham say has to be on three different days, and not just that he's having a psychotic day. You know, if you could say that about a shor, so he's saying basically like Reb Meir holds about the shor tam becoming a shor muad. So I hold about the dever. So if it's kiriv negichosav, if you have more people dying faster, kol shekein. So Amar Nachman Rav Chista, the Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak. Leikamar leisi legabon. So why don't you come over here? So Amalei Tanina, Rabbi Yossi Omer, he responded. This is Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak responding. Lo makomish al adam mechavdo lo adam mechavid is makomish. Ken matzino behar sinai shekol zman sheshchina shru yolav. Amatora gam matzon ve'abakar al yir al mula harahu. Nobody was allowed to get on it. Nistalka shchina mimenu. Amatora v'mishol chayovel hema yalu vahar. There's nothing permanent about the kedusha of Har Sinai. In fact, it becomes a kedusha of the Mishkan, and then the Kedusha of Har Habayis. V'chein matzinu b'ol moed shebimibar shekol zman shu natayam retor v'shalchu min amachana kol tzeru v'chol zav v'chol tami l'nafesh. Exactly where 10 minutes ago the Kodesh Kadashim was, now the Mitzrayim are walking. So Amrlei, so this is, if that's really true, so let me go to you. So Amrlei, Mutav Yavo Manu Ben Paro, say it's a Manu Ben Mani. So he says, I was just trying to make the point, but I have no problem going to you. I'm a Manu Ben Paras, in the language of, Bichtei Achilas Pras, Pras meaning half. Eitzel mana ben mana, val yavo mana ben mana, eitzel mana ben paras. Paras is a half, because there's my father didn't measure up to your father. Besura havas devarta, there was dever and sura, but in the immediate neighborhood of Rab, b'shivusei de Rab lo havas da brasa, there was no dever. So savru minei, mishum zchusei de Rab de nafesh, that the reason that Rab's neighborhood wasn't infected was zchus of Rab. So ischazi lehu b'chalma Rab, an apparition came in a dream to these individuals who thought that it was the zechus of Rav that protected his neighborhood after he was no longer living, and it said, no, the zechus of Rav go well beyond simply protecting the neighborhood. But there's a person, a tzaddik, who lived in that neighborhood, who was Migni, who protected all the people in that neighborhood because he was Makbid in Kavura, and he would always, like Misaskim today, he would always make the arrangements, the Chevra Kadisha, he always was prepared to lend out the dirt and the shovel. Okay, but the Rukras, we saw that before, Havad Leikasa, Fire Shivusi the Ravuna, Lo Havad Leikasa, Savar Mineb Ischusi the Ravuna, the Nafish, Ischazi Lehu Bechilma, Hayzutele the Rav Huna. Rav Huna zechuyos go well beyond it. Elam Mishum ha'yitisad the mechames tanura u'meshayla lishibuvusa. There was a woman there who was a balas chesed in that neighborhood, and again her chesed was protection, was a shmira for the entire neighborhood that she would stoke an oven and allow people to use it. Tamalei the Rav Yehuda also kimtzi. So they told Rav Yehuda that there was a certain kind of locust that was coming. Gazer tainisa. Tamalei. They said, we think a tinus is overboard. The locusts are not really going to be so dangerous. What did they bring lunch with them? What do you think they're going to eat? They're going to eat our crops. They didn't bring lunch with them, did they? So of course it's a sakana for us. So Rav Yehuda ika mosna bechaziri. So they told Rav Yehuda there was a plague there was a swine flu. So he gazer tanisa. So he immediately declared a tainus. And name kaser Rav Yehuda makam mishulachas minachar mishulachas mikol aminim. It's very relevant to today. So it must be that his svara was it could jump from the swine to the human. Okay. So the Gemara says lo shiny chazir the damin me'ay levneinchi. It wasn't a general shita because you don't get that kind of jumping from any species, but dafka the. The digestive tract of the swine is, from a morphological standpoint, similar to that of human beings. And Tosfos says on this basis that that's why if there's a plague amongst the Nachrim, Jews have to consider the consequences, because obviously from an anatomical perspective, they're even more similar. There's a great distance. Amaleka Mabra Hacha de Pasakle, nothing's in the way. It can travel. Amale, it's like the aerosols, they can travel, they're buoyant, they don't fall to the ground. Amale the Rav Nachmanika Mosna Barad Israel, Gazar Tainisa, Amari Givira Loka, as we know, Shivcha lo kol shekein. Time of the Givira Vishivcha, Shivcha Vishivcha Lov, Amale the Shmuelika Mosana Bechuzai, Gazar Tainisa, even though it was two cities in the Chutzarts and Babel, Shani Hassam, Kevadika Shirasa the Lavi Vasya Bahade, since there was a direct flight. So he felt that it was particularly connected. So Abba Umana, particular blood letter, so he would get a Shalom Alecha Abba Umana every single day. Labaye kol mali yoma de Shabbosa. So every year of Shabbos, the Mesifta de Rikia would call him to Abaye, wish him a good Shabbos. Lerava kol mali yoma de Chipuri, he just got a Gemar Chasima Tova. He didn't get the Erev Shabbos phone call, he didn't get the good day. So Rava is really having a Chalisha Sadas here. So a Kachal Shadaita de Abaye Mishum de Abba Umana. And everybody wants more. So instead of feeling good that he got a weekly check-in instead of an annual check-in relative to Rava, Everybody wants more. So Abaye wanted to be like the Abba Umana. So Amrle lo matis le meavid kovde. They said you can't stack up to my have ovde the Abba Umana. Tichava milsa avid milsa when he was doing in his operating room. Have a maches garve lechud v'nashi lechud. So he maintained tznius even in the operating room. He had for men and for women. So it's very beautiful. So not only was he able to keep separate floors for men and for women in the operating rooms, but that when he'd have to operate on a woman, he would be malbish something that he wouldn't violate any issues of his staklos, and he would just perform the operation. He had a special levush for that. So in terms of collecting payment, he took all forms of insurance and even people he didn't have, so he did it pro bono. He never knew who paid and who didn't pay because he had a little box on the way out. You could contribute, you could not contribute. It's interesting, Rashi in the Mishnah, Tov Shabirofim Legehenim, says one of the three reasons is people who don't treat aniyim. They're only willing, they only want to take the wealthy people. Okay, so Kihavi Sramilay Tsurba Mirabana Nagra Minelo Shakil in charge the yeshiva students Ubasa the Kayoev Lay Pshiti Ramalay Zil Bari Navshacha. They would always wish him good health. Yomachad Shadar Abaye Zukadir Abana Lemivdike. So Abaye, who had this Khalisha Sadas, sends people to check him out. I love the story. Osvinu Vachlinu Vashkinu Umachlu Bistarki Belelia. So not only did he take care of them and he gave them lodging and food and drink, but he gave them Tachshite Tsemer at night. So let's afra Kurachinu Vishaklinu. This is like the old question of the hotels. Can you take the towels? What about the soap? The shampoo, the conditioner? Probably you can't take the blow dryer. So they take the blankets. So this is all part of a test. Okay. I don't know why anybody thinks you could take a towel. I don't know why that's a question. But anyway, shampoo and the conditioners are not going to ever use, I think that's. But the towel, it's strange. I never understood it. So this reminds me of back in the good old days in New York City. One time we came back to our family car, and it wouldn't start. So we thought the battery was dead. Until about 25 feet down the sidewalk from our car, there was a guy selling a car battery, just randomly. He didn't have any other things that he was selling. So we bought it back for him. You know, it wasn't a time when you would have an argument. So we just bought it back for him. It was a contribution to his fund. So anyway, they run into him in the shuk, and he's right. They got his blankets. So they asked him, you know, how much do you think these are worth, right? They're testing his honesty. So Amalei Hachi Vahachi says, I think those go for about $100. So Amalei Vidilma Shavu Tvei, you know, maybe they're actually worth more. So he says, no, I'm sure. Amalei Bahachi Shaklinu. Right, that's exactly what I paid for ones that look just like those. So Amalei Didachniu Vishaklinu Minach. Yeah, we stole them from you. We know. We've been testing your honesty here. So he says to them, Amalei, Bimitota minach b'mai chashatina. They want to know, what were you thinking when we had this conversation? Right? You must have known that we stole these from you. So Amalei, Amina peten shriya miklu l'rabanan v'chsefu l'meimrali. I assume that you took them because there was an urgent mitzvah of pidyon shvuyim that had to be done. So you need to take them, you need to sell them, and you need to go redeem the captive right away. Pidyon shvuyim is a matter of pikuach nefesh. And that it was a private thing. You know, you had to be discreet, and we couldn't get into it with each other. And so you just went and you did it. I trusted you fully. So Amalehu mehau shaita as okay. So Amalei hashta nishkalinu mar. So they're like overwhelmed by his tzitka. So they said, at least you can take your blankets back now that we checked you out. I guess Abaye will only be getting the Erev Shabbos phone call and not the daily phone call of Abba Umana. So. Amar Lahu, he says, no, you should keep them. Mehau Shaita, from the moment that I thought that, this is going to be used for Pidyon Shuyim, I had a Hase Chadas, As Chasinu Midaiti Litzdaka. And it's kind of like a quasi neder, since even if it was under false pretenses, I could ask somebody to be Matir this, but I thought, okay, it's good that it should be used for Tzedaka. So if you need to sell it to sustain somebody from Tzedaka, by all means. Havakachal shadaiti de Rava mishum de Abaye Yamalei mistayech de kavignes achulei kiracha. So they told Rava, you shouldn't feel so badly, even if you don't get the good Shabbos phone call. At least you're protecting the entire city in your righteousness. Broka chuza havashchiach mishuka de beilafet. So he took the opportunity, or broke it in, to ask Eliyahu HaNavi, is anybody here going to the Olam HaEmes? Amar lei, lo. So very candidly to Rebroka, who was obviously in the marketplace himself, Eliyahu looks around and says, no, I don't think so. Nobody here is making it. So, okay. Adahachi v'hachi chazal la'u gavra davisiyam misanei ukmei v'lo rami chudu techelasa b'glimei. So they see a guy, you would say modern day, in ripped jeans. So he doesn't look like the doesn't look like he's in line to be the next Rosh Hashiva of Mir from his clothes. So Eliyahu points out that, oh, that guy, he's going to Olam Haba. He doesn't wear tzitzis, and he's got the wrong shoelaces, right? You remember the Gemara in Sanhedrin, where the Gemara talks about Arkisa de Misano. So I'm really Haibar Hamad Asiu. So it's a little surprising for everybody involved. So Rad Batrei. So he chased after the guy in the ripped jeans, and said, like, what do you do, right? Like, you know, Eliyahu HaNavi just told me you're the only guy here in Amitana that's going to the Olam HaEmes. So like, how exactly is this working out? It's just funny when my uncle learned in Karen Biavna, so two of his of the people in his year. Went on to be Rosh Yeshiva. One of them was my Rebbe, Rabbi Yitzchak Turisky. Another one was another individual. Nothing wrong with it. Just in the context of the story, I won't mention the person's name. So he said, you know, the difference between them was that this the other one who went on to be the Rosh Yeshiva, like at 18, like, you know, so he sort of like dressed the part. You know, like he was on the Rosh Yeshiva track, and he said, like, Turisky. You know, and if you know Turski at all, he would take this as a compliment, so I could say it. So like, he looked like a pizza delivery guy. He always was like the least fancy, like, you know. He said, whenever I would have a question, first I would go to the guy who was like already dressed like a Rosh Hashiva at the age of 18. I would ask him, and he would say, go ask Turski, he knows more. So anyway, you know, you can never tell based on a person's clothes. So anyway, he broke and goes running after him and says, what's going on here? Amalei, zil ha'inna v'sal l'machar. Says, I can only tell you tomorrow. L'machar amalei mayovdach. So the next day he says, like, what? Who are you and what do you do? So amalei, zandukna. Okay, an unusual word. The Aruch has it as zanduka. Yeah, we'll see what that is in a second. Zanduka ana v'asrana gavri l'chod v'nashi l'chod ramina furoi bin hani l'hani. Ki heichi de la leisi li de Yisura, ki chazina bas Yisrael di havu nochrem ala anayhu, misarna nafshu umatzil no lo. So he says, you know, look, I don't know what this line of question is about, but I happen to work as a corrections officer in the correctional facility, and I keep men and women separated so that they shouldn't come to an Avera, and I, in particular, I look out for girls from our faith tradition, who would obviously be in danger in a prison in terms of matters of tznius, where terrible things happen in prisons to this day. So I always moser nefesh to try to save them. So yomachad havanara murasa gabon dihava benachre meinayhu, not a good situation. Shakli durdaya dechanra v'shadile b'shipula v'imri distina hi. So to save this young woman who was a Nara Murasa, she was supposed to be married from a mass rape in a prison. So the man was able to take some elements and to convince them that it was Ace Nidusa, and that was Maos to them, and they left her alone. So again, this man was a tzaddik in hiding, effectively. So Amrlei, my time leis lechachute v'ramis misani ukmi. So Broka said, why don't you wear tzitzis, and you know, why do you wear the shoelaces of the non-Jews? Amrlei, ayelana v'nafikna beninachrim keichi deloleidu dihudari ana. I have to work undercover. Ki avu gazri gzerasa modana lehu lerabananu ba'irachamei uvelatli legzerasaihu. And that way I can get better intelligence that if I look like them, then they don't suspect me. And I can, when they're about to make gezeiros against Klal Yisrael, I always let the rabbis know that now would be a good time for, you know, bakashas rachamim. It's a very important time, and that's how the gezeiros are batel and mevutal. So anyway, it's very interesting. This is a Gemara that actually establishes a very important halachic precedent for people going into the intelligence services and sometimes you needing to use various disguises, and that being something that can be acceptable under certain circumstances. A huge machlokas rishonim in terms of Abizrayo de Avodah Zarah, about dressing up like an Oved Kochavim Mazalos, but here it's not really like that, but like a Nachri. So my time, okay, Amina Lecha Ana, my Ovda, Chavamr Li Zil Ha'idna V'Salam Achra. So Broca says one last question. Why, when I asked you all these things yesterday, if you were eventually going to tell me, why did you tell me to come back tomorrow? Somebody, Baha'i Shaita, Gazri Gzerasa, V'Ambi B'Resha, Ezel V'Eshmal, Hul Rabban, V'Ibay Rachmi, Allah Demilsa, Ademilsa. So he says, exactly at that moment when you were, pestering me about who I was and, you know, you came with your press badge and all, that was a moment when I needed to go and run to tell the Rabbanan that there was a gzeira that they had to daven over to make sure that it would not come to pass. So, you know, I was very busy at that time. So sort of taking us back to the beginning with Nacham Ish Gamzu, you know, and missing a chesed, not even for a moment, you know, the significance of a moment and a sense of zrizos that both Nacham Ish Gamzu and this particular individual have, who was a zanduka. So the two brothers that came in. So Amalei, so Leo says to Rebroka, Hanach Nami bnei Alma do Asin inhu. These two are also going to the Olam HaMes. So Azla Gabayu Amalei Humayu Uvdaichu. So he's, is it FBI? Is it CIA? Is it Mossad? You know, he's probably thinking, you know, who exactly are, you know, it's got to be like the same ilk as the first guy. So Amalei Hanach, Amalei, Comedy Central. That's who we work for. In Shebduchianan, Mivadchina Natsive. You're people that try to make other people laugh. We're comedians. People who are depressed, so we try to lighten their spirits a little bit. So Inami ki chazinan beitre, de islu tigra badayu, tarchinan veavdinan lehushama. We work very hard to try to bring peace between them. Rashi says, Dvarim shadam ochal perasam lomazah, karen kayemes olam haba, hava shalom bin adam lechavero. So these individuals, they were wonderful because they were rotfei shalom, and they were mibadchinan atzive. They would try to relieve the burden of people who were depressed by bringing them laughter. So the point of this Gemara, it's such an important Gemara, is really, I think, very, very, very important, is that, not like the Ravid meant in the context of Yitushim and Zvuvim for Tainus, but Harbe Shluchim Lamakom. You know, people come in all shapes and sizes. And there are amazing people out there who you would never realize, whether it's a correctional officer or, a person who's a comedian, who could be a ben olam haba, whereas somebody who you might suspect, is definitely on the short list, might not be. And that's part of the, as you all know, the maimer of Reb Shua ben Levi, of olam hafuchos ra'isi. You don't know who is nechshav, in the mesifta derakia. I mean, that's something very important to keep in mind, is that somebody might look to be a particular way, and the truth of the matter is, you couldn't even begin to imagine what their zechuyos are. Who could imagine this, correctional officer, what he had gone through, to protect people, or the bloodletter, what he had gone through to, do chesed and not to embarrass people and to extend himself. So it's really quite remarkable. And the Gemara, is pretty unsparing about it. It says, Abaye and Rava were great people. Nobody's questioning that. Ashrei mi shebalo kan v'talmudo biyado. But from the perspective of the Mesifta Derakia, they didn't measure up to Abu Mana, at least not in this area, in terms of what he was doing for chesed and tzedakah, and how he was so self-effacing. So it's really important, you know. Echad amar ve'echad amar meruvil v'ad sheichav in libo l'shamayim al tivaz l'chol adam l'chol davar in l'chol adam shein l'shamayim. You don't know a person's full story, and sometimes people can really, really, really be much deeper, spiritually speaking, than anybody would ever give them credit for. Okay, so let's hold it up there. And God willing, tomorrow we'll have Bekias at, well, let's... Well,